The only child in a narcissistic family who goes no contact. Any child or person that leaves the system becomes a threat, but with the only child, that dynamic is unique. Because there are no siblings to shift the blame to, and there's no one else to hold up the image. It's all on you. This typically plays out in two ways. If you're of high value to the narcissistic parent, you're the golden child, you're enmeshed, parentified, you've been holding up that image or protecting the illusion, they'll work a lot harder to try to suck you back into the system. And what you'll see is behavior that typically escalates, like up a ladder. I've done a full video on this. They start at the bottom with emotional manipulation, guilt trips, push-pull. If that doesn't work, then they move to triangulation, recruiting the flying monkeys. And if that doesn't work, they move to gaslighting, character assassination, smear campaigns, then future faking and hoovering. And if none of those tactics worked and they didn't suck you back in, they typically escalate to scarier behavior like surveillance, threats, or even stalking. If you're not as valuable to the narcissistic parent, you're the scapegoat, you're a threat to the illusion, they typically don't work as hard to try to suck you back in. This is where you'll see them rewrite history and try to control the narrative. Ugh, my child is troubled, addicted, ungrateful. Anything they can come up with to protect the lie, punish the truth, and make you look like the issue. And just to tie this back to the original video this comment was from about the parent aging and the caregiving, if the only child is already no contact, things can get a lot messier. Because when the narcissistic parent loses their independence, their health starts to deteriorate, and their only child doesn't even talk to them, they realize they're all alone. They need the only child's help. So they try to pull you back into it. Part of it is their sense of entitlement. Well, you're supposed to take care of me, you know. Part of it is a need for supply because they can't tolerate the idea of being alone, unwanted, or unadmired. And remember, they're not going to take any accountability for the reason that you went no contact in the first place. So you can expect gaslighting. Ugh, that never happened. Or a guilt trip. I can't believe it. I'm dying and you won't even help your own mother. And without any siblings to diffuse that responsibility, the only child may face heavier pressure. And it doesn't mean that you owe them caregiving just because you're the only one there, but it does mean the manipulation and guilt trips will come in a lot harder. Which again is one of the reasons why I think being an only child is really hard, because you don't have any siblings to reality check with. Even if your siblings deny your experience, there's still someone else in the system. If you're an only child, you are completely isolated in your reality. And the only time this might feel less intense is if the enabling parent wakes up and validates your reality. But again, this doesn't happen very often. In another video I did that would work well in tandem with this, I talked about whether it's easier or harder to be an only child in a narcissistic family. And I think that it's harder. There's just a different kind of pressure. Bottom line though, if you're an only child in a narcissistic family that's gone no contact or thinking about going no contact, the stakes might feel higher. There might be more pressure. You're not wrong, but you've finally seen the truth.